Greetings, good evening everyone. Italist One here. Happy Tuesday. I know you guys are getting ready for bed tonight, and just want to touch base with you. I didn't get a chance to do my daily today, but at the same time, I'm going to try to do it for the evening. So God bless you. I appreciate all the followers. How you doing? Nice to see you. Nice to hear from you. Leave a comment, like, subscribe, share, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Listen to this broadcast. So people, it's a long day. And even though it's a long day, we still got to work. We still got to stay on the grind. Right? And it's a blessing to be active. Fully active. In every way possible. Keep yourself active. Now, some people that are listening to me, wherever you are, you may not be physically active as speaking in moving around, but you are mentally active, right? You can still function in your head, right? With thoughts, ideas of that magnitude. And it is still being active. That is the best part. God is good to keep us active, right? And I really like the thought of being active, because when you're inactive, it's like you're just dead, you know. But as long as the brain is moving and the ears allow you to hear what's going on, and the mouth allow you to speak, you're active, right? Not only in physical, but in mental and in spiritual. Let us not forget that, being fully active. A lot of people say, oh, I'm fully active, but I'm not really fully active. And it is concerning when I hear people say that, but I understand what they mean. But you know me, Italist, me have to take it to a next level. Me have to take it to the level where you have to be spiritually active and mentally active too, because you can be there and you're not there, right? You ever been around somebody where you see them physically, but them not there mentally, but yet them say, oh, I'm here. You know, so them not there. And it is sometimes, it is annoying. You know, it is annoying, because we need the whole person to be attentive, right? And I know some of you people also get annoyed with your own selves, because for one reason or another, you're not fully active. But I'm here to tell you, stay active. Even if you're incapable in certain areas, you're still fully active. Sometimes, like I said, a person can be around you and they're not active the way you would want them to be, but the presence is there. So you have to give them credit. Be patient with them, right? Be patient with them. Be patient with your friends. Be patient with your loved ones. They're fully active, even though they might be inactive. I had to learn this. I have, family members who are, let's say, incapable of certain activities. And you know, whether it's their fault or somebody else's fault, we not really get into that. We don't think about that too much, but it is there. But one thing I had to learn is to be patient with them. I had to learn to understand that some people are not as fast as other people, and then some people do not comprehend quickly as other people. And it also reflected on me, you know, to be grateful in the sense that all my faculties are working, but yet sometimes you take it for granted, you know, because everything is working. So I believe it was a precursor to understanding that as we grow older, we have to be patient a little bit more. We have to be a little understanding, a little more sympathetic, because life is a journey and we don't really understand the full understanding of life until sometime when we get there, you know. And when we get there, some people break down. Some people have a mental shock, because they always think it can't happen to them. Or them just get caught unexpectedly, you know, with life incidents. You know, whether it be a car crash, or a sudden sickness, you know, or a departing of a loved one. And, you know, this God's still in the mix of everything still, you know. But you just have to have that spiritual connection to deal with it. Yeah, to deal with it and to rise above it and to know, say, the Almighty is there. So, as we go forward in this dispensation, you know, patience is needed. Patience is needed. A whole lot of patience and a lot of understanding, you know. People know in the US are experiencing things that are unprecedented, and you know, when you look on this, you know, social media, they will always show you the good things, and if they really show you the bad things, sometimes you don't even want to watch it, because if you comprehend and understand it is a real challenge. But for the most part, you know, America still assure the world that no wrong can be done, and good times and happy times and all these things are relevant for today. And sometimes the message can overcast the reality of the situation where a take place in the land. And we all know the what's going on in the world right now. You know, rumors of wars and famine and unemployment and depression and mental health and all these issues that are taking place. It's only a remnant of people out there talking about it and actually giving you the gist of the matter, you know. So for the long journey that is ahead of us right now, you know, yes, stay prayed up, you know, stay prayed up, Make sure your salvation is sure. Make sure say your head in at a good space, you know, and you prepare yourself for this end time we are going right now. You know, sending out condolences before I forget to Iceland and Hawaii and all the people them in Ukraine and Israel and Gaza. Send out condolences to the wife that lost her husband the other day based upon neighbors' disagreement, and all the little people them were around the world where I go through certain little trial, you know, my condolence. But have patience. You know, I was reading today in Isaiah. Me not keep on too long, but I was reading in Isaiah. It say, "He will give you peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him, and those who trust Him." He said, "He will give you peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him, and those who trust Him." Now let me tell you something. Peace and not where easy to come by. But at the same time, you must be patient and persistent. If you want peace, you have to really go for peace. You feel me? I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. If you really want peace, you have to go for peace. And what we're looking now in the world is because people don't have peace. They're not patient enough to have the peace where they want. Them things say peace is on some remote island under some palm tree with fish in the water and clear sea. But in reality, that is not peace. Some people want a mansion and X amount of car and all heap of money. But that is not peace. Real peace is when your mind is stayed upon the Almighty and you're trusting that in the midst of all your trials and tribulation, you are good. You are safe. And it takes a lot of patience to trust some people. Even more patience to trust the Almighty Himself. May I tell you from experience. And everything we can't trust. And sometimes, if I'm not one of the biggest people out there, if you lose trust, put my name at the top of the list, because may I tell you the truth, trust is not something where easy to come by, but me patient though. I'm patient. You understand? I'll be the last man standing. You understand? Because me know if me are the last man standing, God got to be there. He not going to leave me there alone, standing. I may not see the fruit we bear from His promises. You understand? So me learn these things through years and through mentorship and through teaching. And I'm very patient, man. You know, I'm very patient. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so patient sometimes. It bothers me. But I know the fruit of the root, man. I mean, no, say, in these times. You understand? In these times, You have to be patient. There's a video I want to post. You have to go to my YouTube. I'm going to post it now. And I'm telling you, this mother, she bury her son. And it kind of hurt if you watch it. But I'm imploring you, watch it. Go to Italis One on YouTube and watch it. I'm telling you, when you see this video, it make you think. You understand? Because the truth surface. You know, truth surface when you have funerals, you know. But, yeah, brethren, just be patient, man. Keep the faith. Trust God. Make sure your mind stay upon Him. In all you do. From the time you rise up, from the time you hit social media, make sure your mind stays upon Him. Don't turn, don't flinch. Don't watch people. Because the arms of flesh will fail you. But trust God. This is Italis One, man. Subscribe, like, and share. Share me out. I appreciate all the support. Also, I've started a content creation channel on WhatsApp. I'll be sharing the link. So every time you guys have videos or new content or podcasts, just put it in the chat and share it out, and we grow together. God bless you. Have a good night.